Data Hip Hop Needle Drop collab first of 2012. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
First collab in 2012. First collab in the new apartment.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, man. we're actually gonna review. We're talking about Mac Miller's Macadelic mixtape, which dropped a couple of about a month or so ago. And that's pretty much it. So I'm gonna just go ahead and go in, man. I kick things off. I think when I listen to Macadelic, I think it's definitely a slight change in the sound that he's done before. I think the production on this one is definitely a lot better than the last album that he put out. Definitely there were some songs on here that I definitely liked. I think he's trying to become a little bit more personal on the album. But overall, I didn't think it was bad at all. I thought as a whole, he put out a pretty solid project. I think when I think about this project and what Mac Miller is doing, considering some of the names that he had on this project, you know, I definitely think he's trying to take his career slightly to the next level. And I also think that, you know, he's trying to move away from, you know, the label of the party guy, because I didn't really hear a lot of that on this one. But overall, I didn't think it was bad at all. I think it was better than Blue Side Park, to be honest.
I definitely fuck with this mixtape. I think I just have a personal thing with Mac Miller. And the thing is I feel like he's so damn monotone. You know what I'm saying? And it bothers me, it bugs me when I listen to him. But I like him though. Even though, like, that's my only gripe with him. But this mixtape, I'm definitely co-signing that. I think it's definitely better than Blue Side Park. I love the beats on this. I got, like, two of my favorite joints is Ignorant with Cameron. That shit bumps, you know what I'm saying? I definitely like that production on there. And I like the one with Juicy J, where he's talking about the lucky ass bitch. That shit's hilarious to me. I love Juicy J. You know what? And I love the fact that he partnered up with Wiz, and now, like, he's on this young movement, you know what I'm saying, partnering up with these guys. I'm like, damn, I always loved Juicy, you know what I'm saying? And now it's like he has a new sound. It's almost like he almost has a new career, you know what I'm saying, because he's back out there, and I love that shit. But overall, man, this shit bumps in the whip, I love that shit.
I mean, I agree with Ken that I liked it a bit more than Blue Slide Park, but I still cannot say much that's all that positive about this tape. I liked what was the name of the track? Desperado. You know, that track definitely came out hard and really got me going for the album. He had some clever lines in there. I thought the production was really good. And overall, what I think is better about the production this time around, in comparison with Blue Slide Park, is that it's way less sugary. You know, Blue Slide Park to me felt more like a pop rap album than it did just a straight hip hop album. And it just really felt like Mac Miller softening a little bit, just because of just how colorful and playful and light the album felt. Not that Mac Miller's ever really made heavy, intense songs, but it just felt too sweet for me, you know, just like nothing but candy and candy and candy, and it just gave me like a stomach ache. The production on this is a lot better. Reminds me of his old tapes in that, you know, it reminded me of his old tapes in that he has good beat choices, you know, but still, again, it's like, I kind of feel like I'm getting tired of Mac Miller's story a little bit. I kind of feel like he's running circles around himself in terms of his personal life and how he raps about it, because the whole getting famous thing and then kind of having the I'm famous blues, it really feels like something I would hear from Drake. But I mean, even though I'm not the biggest Drake fan in the world, I feel like Drake does it better. You know, because the thing is, like, I don't really relate or really even care for the way he raps about how everybody's phony around me, and, you know, I'm doing all these drugs, and that makes me depressed, and I'm pretty much, you know, causing all my own problems, and it just doesn't really resonate with me or interest me. And, you know, talking about the track that Fifo did, like Ignorant, you know, that's another song that to me kind of has a fun beat, but it just felt like a Waka Flocka or a Lil B impersonation to me. And some of the lines that stick out to me on this album stick out to me in, like, really bad ways. Like, on that Ignorant track, he says, what does he say? I actually had it up here on the computer. He says, but it's hard to find these bars of mine, so Columbine yourself. Yeah. And it just, like, made me cringe when he said that shit, because the thing is, like, I can see that line maybe working if it was said with a different implication or a different kind of aggression or something, but what bugs me is that he says it so casually, like, yo, you know what? Columbine yourself.
And that may have been a little bit of
what. It's like, you know, that to me is just like, somebody very artistic wouldn't say something like that so casually, you know, unless there was some kind of deeper meaning behind it. But with Mac Miller, there's not. You know, everything's very surface level. Everything's very, you know, shallow to me. And when he tries to be, like, on the track Thoughts from a Balcony, like on the hook where he's like, man, what the fuck is time, man? It just like, you know, I don't get what he's trying to get at. You know, it's like, I don't really follow Mac Miller's concept of time and memories. And it doesn't really say anything to me, you know, other than that, it kind of feels to me like a weed conversation. You know, it's like, you're totally tripped out and you're just baked out of your mind. You're just like, man, what the fuck is time, bro? I don't know. We haven't looked at a clock for the past 6 hours. We've been baked out of our minds. You know, it's like nothing much about this tape is sticking with me other than the beats, you know, and just like a couple tracks that have some good hooks. You know, the rest of it is either just kind of in one ear and out the other, like Mike would say, kind of hit me and run, or you know, it's making me cringe.
I can't believe y'all like this. Just like I said with Nicki, this shit is what makes me hate fucking with y'all. This was horrible.
Horrible?
Horrible. I hated every minute of this mixtape. This, the last album, I can take Party Mac Miller. You know, I'm in the club, ha, I'm at the party, ha, I can take
me
that.
Too.
I can take me that too. Seriously. I cannot take him seriously when he's trying to be deep. I just can't. His voice is annoying as shit. And that stupid fucking laugh. I got Cody in my cup. Bet you know I'm sipping. Ricky's falling in love. Bitch, you must be tripping. No, I can't. I can't with this mixtape. I thought this was horrible. I had to listen to it a couple times because I was at work and I found myself like daydreaming. Because I was listening to it and I would just be like, I'm like, oh, there's an album on. It was that fucking boring. And is he trying to be Wiz Khalifa now? Is that what's going on?
I don't know if he's trying to do that, but he's definitely going for something different than what he was going
for. That's clear.
And I think because he did receive, you know, the negative reviews on his album, which clearly expressed, you know, on the mixtape, I think that may be why he's looking to change it up a bit.
I think he's trying to play, and I kind of agree with Anthony. I hate when these dudes try to play the victim role. Like, I'm so famous that it's fucking me up. I'm so famous, now I have to do drugs because I feel so bad because I'm famous. Dude, shut the fuck up. You're 20 years old. It's great that you're famous. Keep doing you, but stop bitching. I don't want to hear an album of you bitching. I like that he's personal now, that's cool, but I just can't take it seriously from him.
So you don't take the personal side of Mac Miller seriously?
I just can't.
You just rather keep Blue Slide apart. If he's gonna do something, you'd rather him do that than this.
Personally, yes. I know a lot of his fans, they like the fact that he's personal now. I'm like, oh, you know, Mac Miller, he's so deep. He's so deep now. That's cool if you guys enjoy that. I'm not particularly a fan of his. Remember what I said in the review, that if someone put this on in the background, the Blue Sky Park album at least, it's fine because it's upbeat, it's party. If someone put this on in the background, I'd be like, you need to turn this shit the fuck off. Like, please.
You already know I totally agree with what Mike is saying, but the thing is, like, I don't think what Mac Miller is doing is bad. I just think how he does it is not that great to me. You know, the thing is, like, I think an instance where I do like this kind of, you know, spotlight on me, but it's destroying my life kind of dynamic is like from The Weeknd. I'm sure you guys have heard, some of you have at least heard that some of his tapes, you know, that's R&B tapes. Because the thing is, like, he has this really dark, twisted, self-destructive personality that, you know, to me, you know, just really is depressing, you know, like hits other people in a really strong way. Whereas when Mac Miller raps about being depressed, it's not a really ultra dark or ultra affecting kind of way. It's in a very, it's in a way where you can't really relate unless you're some well-to-do rich kid that has anything, that has nothing to do but just have low self-esteem or something like that, you know? Like, Mac Miller to me kind of hits me like Kanye in a way where he has these moments of being ultra cocky, but then ultra, you know, introspective and sad and like, you know, and sort of like the cockiness is being fueled by that depression, but the depression is not that interesting. It's not really fueled by anything. It's not really fueled by a tragedy or anything like that, like he mentions in his songs. It's just kind of fueled by not really doing much of anything but sitting around and just feeling sorry for yourself, you know?
You know, like Mac Miller is not a person that I throw on and I'm trying to listen to him like I'm listening to Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that Mac Miller comes off as a guy that's just trying to put out, you know what I'm saying? Like lyrically, we even said it on Blue Side Park. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy's not the greatest lyricist in the world. So when I listen to Mac Miller, I'm not always just trying to, like, you know, dissect his lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I put him in the category like Jeezy and Ross and them guys. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, his voice is very monotone and it's annoying as hell. It's like, oh my God, like I can't deal with his voice. So I can't listen to this mixtape continuously. But when I listen to the sounds, because his production did step up and he did get a lot of Wiz Khalifa's producers, Cardo. Yeah, he got Cardo and Germ. Right, Germ?
Yeah,
Cardo and Germ on there. So, you know, he collapsed, so that's the reason why the sound sounds more like Wiz. But I like that sound, you know what I'm saying? And Mac doesn't sound bad on it.
That's where I disagree. I like the way Wiz sounds in those beats.
No, it's all good.
I like the way Wiz sounds in those beats because Wiz just has that
his charisma.
Smooth.
Yes, he does. Play.
So you take it seriously from him because you know he's baked as fuck.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting back just rapping, just like, yeah, I'm cool as fuck. With Mac Miller, you don't get that because his voice is high pitched and it's irritating.
And it's monotone.
It's monotone.
Yeah. So it's just
good.
So like Anthony said,
I totally agree with what people are saying is that I don't dissect Mac Miller's lyrics usually. Blue Slide Park, I Love Life, Thank You, like The High Life, Kids, Best Day Ever. They're very fun, poppy, kind of, you know, just like pop it on. You kind of hear the rhythm coming out of the MC's flow. You hear the really upbeat production and, you know, you just kind of vibe with it. But the thing is, like, Mac Miller is actually trying to serve up lyrics that he wants to be thought-provoking on this album. But to anybody who's exposed themselves to any kind of thought-provoking hip-hop outside of Mac Miller is gonna, you know, smell something isn't quite right.
Y'all saying everything. Pretty much Mike sums it up for me. I didn't care too much for this mixtape at all. It was bad. I can never take, you know, Mac Miller seriously, man. I mean, you know, and to Feetbo's point, y'all understand what you're saying, but this sound that whatever Mac Miller's trying to do, I'm not feeling that at all. I have no desire to listen to this mixtape ever again.
What about Blue Slide Park? I can't remember. So in comparing this to Blue Slide Park, though.
I mean, I would rather listen to Blue Slide Park. If I had you.
Damn.
If I had you,
but I think we all said, well, not all of us, I think maybe me and him both said that we would never listen to Blue Slide Park again.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think we all were kind of in the same boat with that, you know, as far as our assessment of Blue Slide Park. Remember, I'm on record saying I'm not even a big Mac Miller fan. You know, and I think, you know, like FIFO saying, the production on this album is production that I typically like. I didn't really go as deep into it as you guys, like really tuning into what he's saying. You know, as far,
you know, I lost.
I'm not trying to hear that from Mac Miller.
I lost it.
Give me the good sound. Give me the shit with Juicy J and Cam'ron and fucking let him put the shit on and just go.
Like the Kendrick work?
The Kendrick track was all right. I didn't really like that until I saw Kendrick. Was all right, okay. I can skip that. I even thought the shit was. What about the shit with Wayne? You guys didn't.
No.
Damn, man.
Wait. Situation's kind of fishy, but I don't like anchovies.
Why you gotta bring
best line the whole
wait,
album?
Wait. Why you gotta bring up lyrics?
Ain't that what Wayne is saying?
We talking the best rapper. We're not talking about the lyrics, though.
Best rapper alive,
man. Come on,
Weezy ass.
That's not fair, Mike. That's not fair.
It is fair. You know what? I'll tell you why it's fair. Because just like he said, with Blue Slide Park. I remember saying, you know, I didn't dissect the lyrics because it was just fun, silly background music for me. Okay. This album, he's not doing that. He's trying to be deep.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to listen to the songs to see what he's talking about. I have to tune it. Like, there was one track I listened to like 3 or 4 times because I was like, okay, he's trying to get at something. Yeah, I did. He's trying to get at something, but I'm not quite sure what it is. But I know that there's some kind of deep meaning behind this. It was like track 3 or 4. And I just can't with him.
Yeah,
just talk about sipping lean, talk about fucking chicks, and talk about fist pumping. That's the only thing I'll take seriously from Mac Miller.
Fist pumping?
Just, you know, fucking.
There's something missing with Mac Miller when he tries to get deep and introspective. I don't know what part of the MC brain or whatever. He has something missing when he tries to get deep. And I think Mac Miller's a better rapper when he just. When he just does whatever, but not try to be so thought provoking in his music.
Man, it's like he swung and missed.
Yeah, I think this is the problem.
This is the problem for me. On a lot of tracks, and a lot of MCs do this. This is not the first time we run into a tape or an album like this. In hip hop, there is a really strong, you know, recurring theme of struggle with a lot of MCs out there, especially a lot of big MCs. And the thing is, some MCs kind of try to come through and rap about their struggle or rap about some kind of personal struggle that they've had, but they don't actually have one. So it ends up feeling kind of cheap. I mean, I feel like Drake is that way, but I kind of feel like I'm getting used to him a bit more and I'm liking some of his newer tracks. But Mac Miller kind of falls in that same category as me. He tries to create this made-up struggle for himself and raps about it, but it doesn't feel real to anybody else but him. And to even him, I think it's a delusion.
You know, I thought the switch up for Mac Miller was okay. I'm cool with it. I have no issues with this. That for the most part, I like music that has production. I like music that, you know, that typically has like some chill, laid-back beats. And, you know, this was pretty much the what Mac Miller put out. So I have no issues with it. I liked it better than Blue Slide Park, and, you know, I'm cool with that. It works for me.
Oh, I won't ever listen to this mixtape ever again. I'd rather put on Blue Side Park if I had to choose which Mac Miller I want to listen to. But if you like it, I mean, hey, go download it, check it out. Is it on the site, King?
It's on the site.
Yeah, it's on the site. Man, I don't care too much for it, though. Sorry.
With me, this has already been deleted from my computer, and I already sent him an email saying, Don't rap like this no more, Mac Miller.
You sent him an email.
No
more.
Would you say don't rap like this no more, man.
No more.
No more.
Straight from me.
He got sucked. Shut up. I deleted this. I won't ever listen to this again. I think Mac Miller was better off doing the party thing. I can't do the deep Mac Miller, and I also don't like this production for Mac Miller. It's very one dimensional. It's boring. It's sleepy time music. You know, and please stop with that stupid fucking laugh. That shit aggravated the living.
That's his coin, man.
How did you get that laugh? Oh, it aggravated the hell. It's like, oh, every song.
It's
all like Yeah, that's what it sounded like. And another thing, Mac Miller, stop putting. Never mind.
Man, for me, man, I enjoyed it overall. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, it bumps in the whip. You know what I'm saying? The production was on point. I love Ignorant. That I think that's like my favorite track on there. I don't listen to Mac Miller for deep lyrics. Yes, he did try to go that route, but that's not what I enjoy him for. That's not what I put this mixtape on for. You know what I'm saying? But I think I enjoy this one a little bit better than Blue Slide Park for myself. But you know, to each their own. You have the party joint, and you got this mixtape joint. Choose one. See which one you like.
I pretty much don't have anything else to say other than that. I mean, production-wise, I thought it was better than Blue Slide, you know? I mean, really chill, laid-back beats, but I just don't follow Mac Miller on this deep trip, you know? It doesn't resonate with me, it doesn't appeal to me. You know, I liked him much more as a fun kind of rapper who just kind of represented, you know, just like a really kind of good partying, you know, a college-going 20-year-old who just wanted to have a good time, you know, without getting, like, really nasty with it. You know, that side of him, I think, is fine. I think he can continue to go down this deep road if he wanted to, but he's going to have to present his personal story in a way that makes it interesting to other people who aren't just his hardcore fans who only want to know his personal story because they just want to be in his business. You know, I mean, he does have a lot of fans, and he may have made this tape just kind of having that in mind, but, you know, for me, someone who's not a hardcore Mac Miller fan, it just doesn't do it for me. The Needle Drop, Dead End Hip Hop, Mac Miller, Macadelic, Forever.